Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. You know, what happens when the right one comes? Do you recognize it? Do you know it? Can you see it? Most times we don't. Bishop Greg Davis Sr. is the president and CEO of Groundbreaking Productions and Entertainment, and he's written this new book called When the Right One Comes. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, and it's good to be with you. And no, we don't see it because we're too busy looking at the wrong ones that we were with.
But you
didn't ask me that. I thought I'd just go right there.
It's so true.
Yeah, you know,
if they don't come in the package that we think it should look like, we ignore them.
Oh, you are opening up a can of worms.
But it's the truth.
Most of the time, it don't write. But it's the best one for us,
yes.
And it is the right one because it don't look like what we put in. What we put in for a lot of times is just flesh. But
yes,
anyway,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes. Now, my husband. He tried to date me when he was young. I was like, nope, he's a nerd. Can't do it. And now,
right.
I'm married to him.
But you know what? Sometimes those that are more outgoing and those that are out in public, they need a nerd to balance them out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds like that you know, outgoing and everything. So we need that balance. Two people that's on 100 will never get anything to come.
Ooh.
Somebody needs to say, okay, am I preaching?
You're right. So talk about what made you write this book. I love that you shared that in the preface of the book of why you decided to write this book.
Well, I've written 14 books, and all of them are, you know, spiritual warfare, mm-hmm. about me losing weight, various different things. And this is a little different for me, but I went through divorce, very public. I was, of course, hosting Rejoice in the Word on the Word Network, their anchor show that Bishop Bloomer does now. And I start, you know, because when divorce happens, it's kind of like a death. And so I start kind of going within and searching myself. And one day I was at a live radio show that my sister does, and also she's co-host of my radio show, but she did a thing at a little venue, and they were talking about relationship, and all of a sudden I wrote, if you want the right one, then you have to become the right one.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw people start tweeting it again and again and again, and I sent another one, and then I stopped doing it, and people was like, no. So for over three years now, I've been posting at Bishop Greg Davis on all of my social media when the right one comes. It's a daily post that I do every day, sometimes twice a day, but at least once a day in the evening. And people start saying, can you put these in the book? Put them in the book. So now they're in the book, 692 of them. It's not a traditional chapter book, but each one is 140 characters, and it's listed by number, where you can highlight it and go back and say, I like this number, I like that number. And I give the reader a chance at the end to write their own when the right one comes,
mm-hmm.
25 of them, so that they will have a list. I believe in writing the vision and making it plain. You need a list of what the right one looks like to you. And then as you go through the wrong one, you need to tweak it, because a lot of times what we think is the right one is not the right one as you first stated. And we need to tweak it.
That's
I've had to tweak it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And really, my book is just, my post is just me thinking out loud about what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had to tell people this is not sound doctrine or nothing. This is the way I think. And a lot of people have told me that I went through two or three relationships off of your post. and I'm thankful that I did, because it helped me to sift through those that mm-hmm. are not right.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
that's how it came about.
I love number 19. If you're not right, the right one can come, and there still will not be right because you're not right or ready. And what we have to
that's true.
That's so true, because I know I was single a lot of my time in life, raising kids as a single parent, and I recognized that a lot of the times I wasn't ready to be in a relationship, and so I had to spend some time with me and God. And get some things straight. And you know, when I felt like I was ready, I listened and I said, God, am I ready? Sometimes he said no, sometimes he said yes. But, you know, and he would tell me whether to move forward or not. Or he'd say, I'm working this out in you, or I'm working that out in you. No, sit still. You know, you got to spend some time with yourself so you can be right and ready when he does come.
And there's a thing that they call speed dating, but we speed date in our life.
Yes, we
life
do.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
We go from one. And another author wrote a book, Men Don't Heal, They Hope.
Oh, yeah, that's my buddy, Stephen James Dixon. Yeah.
I had a wonderful interview with him a couple of times, and it's so true. Because men just go from one relationship to another, and now he needs to update that because it's not just men.
It's women, too.
Women are playing the game just as much as men, and they go from one relationship to another, and they got so many people on the inside of them. It's like Sybil. You don't know who you're dating. You don't know where they're coming from. and then they send their representative.
Yes.
And you can't send your representative. It needs at least you need 3 months to really know whether this is the real person that's talking to you, because they want to put on their best behavior.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I believe dating is data.
Mm.
Dating is data. You're getting data from people. There's nothing wrong with going out on casual dates. As Christians, of course, you know, you're not supposed to be going to sleep with them, you know, as soon as you meet them,
right,
you know, supposed to marry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the end of the day, here's the premise of the whole thing. You have to be right before you're going to get the right one.
It's true.
And all else, you're going to keep going through the same cycle
over and over. And then you'll be like, what's wrong with me? Well, okay,
right.
You asked.
Right. And guess what? Tawana, we know what's wrong with us.
Yeah.
We just don't want to admit it.
Right.
But we don't want to admit
it. That's the thing. There has to be a come to Jesus moment. When you look at yourself and say, Lord, I know this is what's wrong with me, and you say it out loud, you confess it, you know, repent, and then try to work through it and change, because until you change it, nothing's going to happen. You're going to keep repeating this. So you're going to keep rocking around that mountain over and over and over.
Stop talking about everybody else and how bad they were. What did you do?
Yeah.
Because the thing to do after you finish dating someone and it didn't work, don't just study what they did and get bitter. Study what you did and get better.
That's right.
Study what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? If it's not working and you done been through 10 folk in 12 months, then the common denominator is you.
You're
the one that's always in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you upset because you see your ex and they got two kids and they doing well
they
and all that,
on.
Then something was wrong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They moved on.
Yeah, they moved on.
It says, when the right one comes, this is number 32, he's not there to tear down walls of your past relationships, but to build up a new one with you. And I know from experience that a lot of people come into the relationship still hurt. They haven't dealt with it. It's all there. And sometimes it's a fight for that other person who's ready to be in a relationship, but they got to try to do construction to get to you, and it doesn't work out.
Not fair to make somebody else's. Not fair for a man to pay another man's debt.
Mm-hmm.
If another man, if Sammy is the one that hurt you, it's not fair for Jimmy to pay the debt by you being mean to him, by you making him climb walls, by him marching around the walls of Jericho 7 days and seven times. It's not fair. What that says is you are not ready, and it's not fair. Because guess what? I know this is an old saying, but it's true. Hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't make him pay or don't make her pay by you being mean. You can tell when somebody got walls up because they're extra mean. And then I always say, you know, then eventually if I'm counseling somebody, I'm talking to somebody, they always say, I was hurt and I got my walls. Anybody got time for that?
Mm-mm.
And it's not fair to the other person at all. And you see how we're dialoguing over, we've been talking about 7, 8 minutes, just over two of the quotes. And that's what this book is for.
Yeah.
It is for you to take one at a time. Talk to your girlfriend. Take one at a time. You can have a book club and go over them. And these are things that you need to discuss or discuss it with yourself. Each one of them can open up a whole topic, a whole discussion of where you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm 33 is right under 32. It says, this year, if you would just live in the moment of being single and not worry about when the right one is coming, they will be there before you know it. And I know when I was single, I was so busy, but I was also ready for a relationship. And so I said, well, here's the thing. When he finds me, I'll be working. And that's how it was. I was working, but I was ready. I didn't have any walls up. You know, I worked through my issues. But I enjoyed my single life. I really did.
And so many people don't, because they always look into tomorrow, or they always looking to meet somebody. Enjoy who you are. A good friend of mine, Dr. Arisha Hilliard, she has a book called Table for One. Mm-hmm. And she's a great, great somebody to even talk to about this. She talks about learning how to take yourself to dinner, learning how to be comfortable with your being single. Be comfortable with going out. Take yourself to the movie. Take yourself to see mm-hmm. Charlie Wilson or whoever, or if you're too safe, then take yourself to go see Mary or whoever. Enjoy yourself. Don't wait for a man to complete you. Don't wait for a man, ladies, to make you happy. A man cannot make you happy. They can add to your happiness. A relationship, someone else only adds to what you're already supposed to have. And if somebody has to make you happy, then guess what? They can make you unhappy.
Yeah.
So but when
true.
You're happy on your own, then you don't have to worry about come what may, whatever they do, I'm still happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So enjoy your singleness. Celebrate it. Have a celebration. Go out and just enjoy yourself. Find some other people that are enjoying this thing. Don't just sit around to my girl. Man, I just wish
I'm lonely. Yeah.
I'm lonely. I'm mm-hmm. lonely. Mm-hmm. You may be, and those are true feelings. But the only way to defeat that, do something.
Get busy
with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get busy. Get your career going. So
get
when
busy.
He come, you already. Or when she comes, you already got something going.
That's
you don't
right.
need no man or no woman to. You're the one. You're the one that's pushing yourself to your career. Get it going.
I'll tell you a funny story, and this goes to number 67. When I was, well, my kids were young, and they would tell me, well, Mom, you know, when are you going to get married? When a dad? And I was like, I said, you know, I have to have a friend. He has to be my friend first. So they started naming their karate instructor, their football coach. They say, you're friends with them, aren't you? Y'all can go out on a date. And I was like, dude, no. No, I don't think so. But it was funny. They understood what I was saying about my mate has to be my friend, first of all. And you talk about focusing on friendship, because the right woman want to be your best friend above anything else. And that's where it all starts. And my husband today, absolute best friend.
That's your best friend.
Yeah.
Nobody else. This is your best friend. This is the person that you should be able to share everything with. This is the person that you should be able to do everything with. This is the person that you share your joys, your triumphs, your sadness, your bad days, mm-hmm. everything. Not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Your man, your husband. If you can't be friends first, then you can't be nothing else. Because guess what? If you're going to be together the rest of your life, the sex is not, I'm sorry, but it's not going to be as important as you get older.
It's so true.
Older people are looking for people they can talk to, because things ain't working as they used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, you want somebody that's going to be your ride or die.
That's right.
You don't need no girlfriends to go out on to a concert or go to the movies with. Your husband. Those are the kinds of things. And that's why you should make sure that you're compatible.
Yes.
And both of you like doing the same things. If you like going all the time and that person like to be a homebody, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it
or
is.
If you're a homebody and they like going, that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Find somebody
mm-hmm.
like being a homebody like you. If they like sleeping all the time and you like being up, that's going to be a problem. That's how so many men get into activity that they shouldn't get into on the computer, because they have spouses that they're incompatible with. And young people that are listening this morning, please make sure you know where you're going in life, because you pick somebody at 18, 19, 20 years old, be with them until you're about 30, and then you have not explored life, you have not enjoyed dating,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
have not enjoyed single life. You wake up one morning and you are on this high in your career, and that other person is not compatible with where you are. You have messed up someone's life along with your own.
Wow.
Wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
When you are not in a rush to get married to somebody at 20 years old, you don't even know yourself. You don't even know where you're going. And you mess up marrying somebody that's where you are right now, but they can't take where you're going. I just said something.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah
it's
they
true.
Can't take
it's
where
true.
You're going.
It's true. And everybody's not meant to be there. Everybody can't handle that.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
They cannot handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like number 76. It says you want to stop a man from his games, be the right one. If not, he will keep playing. But here's the thing. If a man is playing games, he's probably not the right one anyway.
No, he's probably not the right one.
Nah.
But let me tell you this. I believe the right one will shut down any man. They got to be the right one, though. I've heard Steve Harvey talk about this. You know, he said, I was a player from the Himalayas. I you know, but when Marjorie came around,
he knew.
I'm telling you, the right one who see, you know, for me, the right one may not be the right one. Because anybody knows that I like slim women, light skin, you know. But here's the thing. That's good, but they got to be intelligent. They have to be career-oriented. They have to. So that for me, that's what would shut me down for somebody else. So everything else is not going to cause a man or a woman to shut down until they get that one that says, whoa, this is it.
Right.
But let me tell you this. This is one of my other ones. I don't know what number it is, but the right one has to also be ready. They have to be ready to be shut down. They have to make up in their mind. You can do things all day long. It's like my weight loss. People told me, this should be to get that weight off of you. You need to get that weight off of you. Until I made up in my mind. So even though the person may be the right one, talk to them. You want to have kids? They don't want to have kids. They may not want to have kids right now. You want to get married? They may not want to get married overnight. So even though they may be the right one, timing is everything. Timing is everything. But let me tell you this. The last thing I'm going to say about that, it takes longer to get the right one. Because you can get anybody.
That's right.
But it takes, the wait to get the right one takes longer. And here's the issue. We don't want to wait.
That's right.
And most times, women, y'all can get me. You can hit me at Bishop Greg Davis on Twitter, Facebook. You can tell me off. Most of the time, it's women, though.
We most rush everything. I say that women, when we meet the man, I mean, we don't even know his last name yet. But we have... had the baby, got married, had the baby, live in a White House in a picket. We're down the road, and we haven't even really had the first date. We're way down the road. And that's one of our faults, I think.
And it makes him run.
Yeah.
They run away. If they think that you're trying to capture them immediately. and here's the thing. And some people got me. I posted this the other day. I got a whole bunch of new ones that I'm getting ready for the next book. But men... are chasers.
Yes.
And women choose who they want to be chased by. But nowadays, we got it the other way around.
Yeah.
We got it the other way around. Women want to do the chasing. But men were made to chase. That's men right. were made to capture.
They're hunters, yeah.
We're hunters, right, exactly. And so women, let him chase you. Let him hunt you. And then you choose whether or not you want to be chased by whatever one. Nothing wrong with a bunch of them hunting you, but you choose the one.
That's right.
And don't do it overnight. It is nothing wrong. If you're in the dating process, if you're not in the process, everybody got the definition of dating. Again, I think dating is data. You can date and go out with different people, but here's the thing. When you decide to be committed to one person to date them, that's a whole nother level of dating. But date different people because immediately we want to say, oh, so you here's the wrong thing to ask a man on the first date. So you want to get married? You want to have kids? No. He's thinking about the check immediately.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't sit there and ask that man that. You done scared him. The fifth question is, you want to get married? No. So how was your day? What do you do?
Yeah.
How do you enjoy life? Will you talk about anything but
except
commitment.
That, right.
Men are not committed people, animals, immediately. It takes them much longer. You already, like you said, they already got the picket fence and everything. I want to have two kids. You done scared the man. It's over.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. It's a phenomenal book of quotes. And, you know,
thank you.
If you think when the right one comes, you're going to recognize it. You really need to get this book, especially if you're in that single season. And I know I was there for many years, and it was... was an easy place to be once I recognized what I had to do for myself. Bishop Greg Davis, tell us where to find the book. And, of course, you told us your social media, but tell us again.
You can find me on every social media there is, Periscope, Snapchat. But most of all, I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Bishop Greg Davis everywhere. Bishop Greg Davis and Greg Davis Show at gmail.com. Greg Davis Show gmail.com is where you can order the book. And I think by the time this interview is played, you can also go to Kindle and find it and download it on your Kindle. But if you want to get it, you can go to gregdavisshow@gmail.com. And everybody that's listening to your show this morning will get a signed autograph copy.
All right.
as they buy it on this day only.
Okay. All right. When the right one comes, Bishop Greg M. Davis, Sr., thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you. You're doing a great job. Thank you.